Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Dish Nation.
What up? Yeah. We here, baby.
That's right. We've got a huge fun show for you all today. George Clooney reveals the moment he knew Amal was the one. Octavia Spencer confesses her biggest style disaster. And there's a reason why Pharrell Williams looks eternally young. Y'all know that man never ages.
What, girl, what?
We'll tell you about that a little later, girl. Calm down. But first, today is Denzel Washington's birthday.
Happy birthday, Denzel!
Happy birthday, King. Now, Denzel Hayes Washington Jr. turned 63 today, but he is still fine as wine.
And he's not slowing down at all. You know, he recently dropped that movie, Roman J. Israel Esquire. He killed it in that. He also has The Equalizer 2 dropping soon, and I can't wait to see that either, man. So, he's getting to the business. But, you guys, what is your favorite Denzel Washington movie?
Mine is Mississippi Masala.
Okay.
Ooh. You know, I'm training day. I like the hard, tough.
Devil in the Blue Dress. That's the movie I loved him in.
Were there any movie that y'all just thought he was so sexy and fine? You wanted to jump through the screen?
Yes. Yeah. When he was in Mo Better Blues, when he hurt his lip trying to play, I wanted to just go kiss it and make it better.
He wanted to just suck his lip.
What about you, Brad?
I think it's an American Gangster where he's just like a mob dude.
Like Frank Lucas.
You like the older
baby. Mm-hmm, I like when he just, girl. Mm-mm.
Did that movie ever come out where he had the buck teeth looking like he was at a cookout?
No, wait.
Remember?
That ain't sexy, though. Okay. Well, y'all, someone who is also undeniably gorgeous is actress Priyanka Chopra. Mm-hmm. But the 35-year-old star of Quantico says she struggled with body image long before she became a star. Priyanka says growing up in India, she was made to feel self-conscious because fairer skin tones were valued over darker skin tones such as hers.
You never know, people struggle.
Ain't you bad, never either. Know. Mm-mm. In fact, y'all, she was so insecure about her skin tone that she actually starred in a commercial for a skin lightening cream years ago, which she regrets. She said, I used it when I was very young. Then when I was an actor, around my early 20s, I did a commercial for a skin lightening cream. I was playing that girl with insecurities. And when I saw it, I was like, oh, what did I do?
Really?
Yeah, her publicist pulled it up.
Hello?
So since then, Priyanka has used the experience to make an impact promoting positivity and diversity. She said, I started talking about being proud of the way I looked. I actually like my skin tone.
Have y'all ever done this? Like, you know, for us ladies, you know, we have different color makeups and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely darken my makeup. I like to look tan. Like, I want to look, you know, good and tan.
I've darkened mine, too.
Yeah, like on a daily, because our natural colors is like, to me, it's like blah.
I've
like,
darkened mine.
Really?
Yeah. No, I don't like
mine. Can we get privileged to see y'all before you go in the back and disappear for an hour and a half? Yeah.
And then we come out sun-kissed, bitch.
Right.
Give me some.
Yes, honey, yes. Now, Garrett, what about you?
Well, I regret wearing braces. I used to have double teeth, and I wish I'd have never
worn
braces.
You regret it?
Yes, because I think since everybody being who they are, I would have rather just have all my double teeth and not wear the braces.
Gary, that's not one you should regret.
Yes. You proud of them, Mr. Eds, Gary. You can't even act like that.
But where did the other teeth fit, Gary? Because there's a lot in there.
They were doubled. I pulled like 8 teeth.
Really?
And they were doubled, and I don't even wear braces.
So you was about to have 40 teeth?
They used to call me Jabba Joss when I was young.
Really?
His original name was Gay with the Teeth.
All right. Well, another actress, y'all, honey, has her own regrets. Oscar winner Miss Octavia Spencer recently confessed her biggest style disaster wearing two much underwear, child. Now, Miss Octavia, who's currently starring in The Shape of Water, said, quote, listen to this, y'all. Ladies, it's not worth it. We don't even need to say what underwear it is. Just don't wear too much of it. I know you don't wear too much underwear.
Like, she's wearing, like, multiple layers of underwear? Like,
I don't think she's saying she's using the word underwear, but she's talking about, like, Spanx shapewear, like, right. Girdle, oh. Stuff like that.
Well, y'all wear that, don't you?
Because I can't wear too many pairs of underwear. I barely want to wear the one I got on.
Hello?
How many Spanx you can wear at one time?
You can wear as many as you want to.
Really? Yep. But they're too tight.
Yep, you can wear the full body, then put a skirt on top.
And then put the pants part on, and then put the, you got all kinds of pieces.
Yeah, yes. You get home, you just, like a, you know, them biscuits that
like
pop open.
Yes, honey.
What women go through, honey.
Yes, honey. Mm-hmm. Now, Octavia also revealed, y'all, her style has now evolved to accommodate comfort. Mm. Now, she said, quote, I think women are sexy when they are confident. I think trying to wear 9-inch heels and tie truss up like a Thanksgiving turkey. She said, those days are gone for me. She said, I think it's all about comfort and knowing what fits your body.
Amen.
And I am there now. I am all about comfort and what suits me.
So she doesn't wear shapers anymore. Is that kind of what she's saying?
That's what she said. So many words. I know she may wear one instead of two.
I never really necessarily needed a shaper or a girdle, but I feel uncomfortable if I have on a dress and my booty is doing like this.
Ooh, my
I feel like people are watching it.
Yeah,
so I like it to just be still.
Solid.
Yeah, just be still.
Portia, your booty do that all the time.
No, because I don't wear shapers here. Because nobody sees my butt here.
I don't see it. It looks solid here. It don't be looking like it's jiggly.
No, here I don't wear shapers.
Yeah, Portia will walk through here in a damn sundress and the whole building will shake.
Okay. Well, maybe I mean like to church.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it don't need to be talking.
You better wear it. You gotta be respectful
at
church.
I can't be catching the Holy Ghost clapping it at the same time.
Now, somebody who looks really comfortably in love is George Clooney. Now, the former confirmed bachelor recently revealed the moment he had no doubt that Amal was the one.
Really? How you had no doubt?
Well, back in March of 2014, when the couple took a trip to Tanzania for a fun wildlife watching safari trip, George says after he came back to Los Angeles, I had a picture of her looking back, smiling at these giraffes, and I said, I think I'm going to ask her to marry me.
And some wild things happened on that trip. You know what she did? You know,
what?
She's real sophisticated, very educated, and very well-groomed.
Mm-hmm.
But when she went on this trip with him, she got bucket wild in that bedroom. And she showed him that she can get down and dirty. Yeah.
They had jungle love.
That's right. And he decided right then, okay, she's got the best of both worlds.
So, like, what was it at the moment where, like, you was dating somebody and you felt like they were the one?
Well, if you know, don't ask women. We'd be confused all the time. You might hit that spot and be like, he's the one. It's him.
All right, people, listen up. I can now reveal for you one way you can make your love making even sexier.
Come on, Winnie girl.
Baby, listen to some sexy music.
What?
Well, researchers at the Max Planck Institute for Human Cognitive and Brain Sciences in Germany say that music seems to change our perception of touch. We have observed that the sexier we perceive music, the sexier we also perceive touch that is administered simultaneously. So basically, music that arouses our ears also arouses our sense of touch.
Really?
Y'all remember though, honey, when Nick Cannon said that Mariah likes to have sex to her own music, honey?
Huh?
Head crack, Brad. I mean, have you ever listened to your own music?
No. Can you see it? So funkified.
Yeah, that's not as sexy.
Whoop, there it is.
No.
So do y'all play music when y'all have sex?
It's fun. It's fun sometimes.
Yeah. Well, what's your jam?
It sets the mood. Oh, my gosh. Anything R. Kelly?
Okay, okay, R. Kelly.
Seems like
thing.
You're ready.
I like, what's her name song? Missy Ellis, Sock It To Me.
Ooh, oh. Sock it to me like you want to, ooh.
The version.
Oh, no.
With or without rap?
Oh, with the rap, honey. I like the.
Really?
Okay, you better get. Like a pro, you know.
Oh, you be throwing it back in?
Jumping like a disco.
I always said I wanted to try rap music, but I said. Yeah.
No.
It's got to be with somebody I really trust who ain't going to judge me. You know what I'm saying? Because once you throw it back to some rap music.
Nah.
You can't let that person escape with your secret.
You can't. You can't go back. Yes, Dana.
All right, honey. Coming up, honey, Pharrell Williams actually isn't a vampire. The 44-year-old reveals y'all that the secret to how he looks so young is next. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Well, at the age of 44, Pharrell Williams just keeps looking younger and younger, right?
Yes, he does.
Woo! Well, Pharrell reveals the secret to getting his youthful glow, a skin regimen that he religiously sticks to every day, exfoliation.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yes.
Well, he just scrub his face every day then.
Mm-hmm. He said, to me, the key is just exfoliating. Like a monster, there's a lot of dead skin all the time. Like a narcissistic madman. When you exfoliate and drink lots of water, that does good for you.
But I would also like to imagine he probably has good genes and come from good clothes. Because I'm pretty sure there's people out there exfoliating every day that still look like, you know, Morgan Freeman in the face.
Okay.
I guess, but I think he got good genes, too.
Mm-hmm. And some good-ass $1,000 product.
Thank you, honey.
Yeah.
That's the key, honey.
Gary, you know what I want to know? What is your skin routine? Because your skin is perfect at 60. Like, it's beautiful.
Nothing. I don't use soap on my face or nothing.
He'll
really? Wash his face.
I just use the same towel I clean my ass with, I clean my face.
No. Okay, so I got to use a booty cloth.
That's all you use,
okay,
honey.
I'm going to do that. Yeah. Brett, what do you do? Because you still look the exact same from when you came out.
Mm-hmm. From time to time, I use old school Noxzema that I used to use when I was 16. And Neutrogena makeup wipes to get the makeup off.
What about you, Portia?
Oh! I'm just playing.
Bitch!
I'm leaving now. Thank you, Dish Nation.
Well, somebody who is keeping his skin tight and right is 50-year-old Deion Sanders, y'all. Now, guess what, y'all?
What?
Oh, my God. Baby, let me tell y'all, honey, he is not ashamed, honey, to admit y'all to the secret of his youthful look. And guess what it is?
What?
Botox.
Really?
Botox.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You can afford
right.
it.
Right. Nothing is wrong with that.
Well, honey, Deion said, quote, I noticed frown lines and crow's feet. He said, I'm like, I have to, honey. I got to do something about this. So he got Botox, and now he says that he has a new lease on life.
Hmm.
50 is the new 21.
Uh-oh.
He said, I feel young. I feel energetic. I feel like taking on the world, honey. I feel like at halftime in my life. And now it's time to go into the locker room and reassess things and come back out with a whole new plan.
All right, Dion.
What kind of Botox did he get?
Bitch, huh?
What kind of Botox did he get? He got Red Bull Botox.
Yes, honey. He said he gonna go into the locker room and come back out.
And reassess things.
Oh.
So my thing is this, though. You can't see the facial expressions anymore if you do too much Botox.
Yeah.
You know what you're good to say, bitch, or what? Because you're like...
Yeah, I'm gonna need to see when your damn left eyebrow is twitching, because that means that's telling me that you've been lying.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Or if your middle of your forehead, you get a little line in there, were you trying to think of an answer?
Mm-hmm. Well, you can exfoliate all you want and get all the Botox you want, but there is nothing sexier than a good credit report.
Hallelujah!
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So true. Discover Financial Services and Match Media Group did a survey of 2,000 online daters and found that financial responsibility was ranked as an extremely important quality in a potential mate. Mm. That placed ahead of sense of humor, attractiveness, ambition, courage, and modesty.
Now, that's one thing I do not check is a man's credit report, but if I found out he had good credit, that would be so attractive.
Yes,
to me.
You're right.
On top of you being attracted to him. If he was nice looking as well.
He can just be okay. Yeah, he can be okay looking. But if you got good credit, we can do some things.
Since when, though, Portia? You used to like looks. Now you don't...
You know, when you get old, you start to just lowering them standards,
sure
you know?
Just...
Excuse me. She's not settling for the struggling guys.
Well,
she believes it's more important what's on the inside now than the outside. Portia, roll with me. Don't
okay, yes, what
struggling.
She said.
Okay.
All right, coming up, one of the sexiest women reveals what makes her feel insecure, and it's something I definitely can't relate to. Well, we'll tell you what next.
Dish Nation. All right, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation.
What up?
Now everybody knows Teyana Taylor. She wowed the world with her ill dance moves in Kanye's Fade video.
Yeah.
And she killed it on the runways of New York's Fashion
yes,
Week.
Yes, she did.
But you know what, though?
What?
Even she has insecurities.
What? Now, I should kill myself.
Right? What could that
what kind of insecurity could she have?
Now, she's revealed that she got nerves when it comes to walking the red carpet. She said, I feel pressure. Like, damn, I hope I don't have a gap in my hair on the carpet. It seems like you look so good in the mirror at the hotel that it's like everything went to waste because I probably look like a mess.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
That's a spirit.
Do you guys ever feel nervous when you walk the red carpet?
I always feel nervous walking the red carpet because anything could go wrong, and you won't see it until you see those pictures.
Yep.
And then you're pissed.
Hell and they're unforgiving.
And then everybody get fired around you because why didn't you tell me this was like that?
Oh, you're firing them?
Sorry.
They gotta go.
Yeah, if you're not paying attention, I can't see when I'm on the red carpet. I need you to be paying attention.
So that means you take your glam with you to the red carpet.
They do.
Oh, okay. I'm so basic.
They walk along.
I be like, I hope this stays.
How do I look, Mom?
Right.
All right, y'all, it's time for
What the Fashion?
And baby, while Miss Tiana Taylor, honey, is working through her carpet insecurities, there are some celebrities that are so confident that they are wearing pajamas, honey, streetwear.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Now, y'all remember, honey, this summer when Miss Zendaya, she strutted on the Teen Choice Awards blue carpet in sequin striped pajamas.
Now, that's fabulous.
She did.
The sequins on it, you can see, real subtle, you can see the shine on the pajama.
But that's we gotta get better on it. What are the children thinking? People are just doing too much now. The children just.
But even those are pajamas, you know she's not sleeping in those.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yep, she ain't bothered. You. She's very unbothered.
Mm-hmm. Really? Yeah, and the star of Pitch Perfect 3, honey, Miss Anna Kendrick, now she slipped into these floral printed silk pajamas at her book release event at Barnes & Noble in New York.
But she dressed it up with the shoes and the bag.
Right?
And it makes it pajama is the shirt. If she had a different type of shirt on, it would look like a regular, like, outfit.
And nobody y'all could forget, honey, when Miss Selena Gomez was seen in Paris, honey, wearing this beautiful navy blue satin pajamas with red heels and a scarlet, y'all. I said a scarlet lip to add a punch of color.
I think that's cute.
Yeah, it looks super cute.
And finally, honey, Miss Rihanna, baby, honey, she sunned down, bitching this summer strolling through New York, honey, in a pink floral silk robe and matching bottoms and, honey, Marabou heels.
Only Rihanna.
Yes.
She has a space where she can do whatever she wants.
And she strolls with a refreshing beverage,
darling.
Thank
you. This is straight lingerie right here. And then hers even has the robe on her. You can see the rope for the robe on the back.
If she wouldn't wear the bra part, I mean, just kept it closed.
No, if my stomach looked like that, everything I wear would be open, darling. Everything.
Oh, my.
Well, coming up.
What? Oh, my God.
Find out why that made me such a good friend next. Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. It feels good to swear, and according to a study, it makes you feel better and be a better friend.
I like that last part.
Yes, I with that. A study found that swearing can actually lower physical pain because it has a cathartic effect, which helps us to react and live through pain better. And the study found that those who use swear words were more likely to be honest because they will always show you their true selves.
We should just do every story with a whole lot of curse words.
That makes sense.
I agree.
You know, like when you stub your toe or hit something and you yell.
Yes!
Like, how would
you feel
like
so much
the demon
better?
Pain.
You yell that
universe.
Just for a stomp on your toe?
Oh, yeah! Like you hit your ankle or
when it hurts?
Yeah!
Yes!
See, I don't pull out the heavy duty word until, like, I really. Like,
yes,
I'll use, like, damn. Really?
Yes, you do, oh, Portia. All they gotta do is rewind all the tapes from Housewives, from Dish Nation.
Y'all not gonna get to see the Lord's face on with all that cursing like that. Y'all would not see Jesus' face.
You may curse the second most.
What? Who are you to judge us?
No, I don't curse.
You curse a lot.
Yeah.
Do I curse, Portia?
Well, is bitch a curse word? Because I actually thought that was my name when I first started working here. So it's been calling me bitch every day.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.